Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. Welcome and thank you, of course, for joining us today at the Global Famine Way, also commonly known as the Irish Shoes Memorial, for our first ever annual National Famine Commemoration Day in Ottawa. This is the first time that this ceremony happens, not only in Ottawa, but the first time that we believe it happens across Canada, so we're really proud to have started this today. We gather today in a spirit of remembrance, reflection, and shared humanity. Before we begin, we must acknowledge that the land we are gathered on is the traditional unceded territory of the Algonquin Anishinaabe Nation. We recognize their enduring presence, culture, and stewardship of this land. So today marks an important moment in our city, in our country. The inaugural commemoration that has been created to ensure the stories of suffering, resilience, and legacy of those impacted by the famine are remembered and carried forward through future generations. This gathering is also deeply connected to the national commemorations held today in Ireland, where communities come together to remember the Great Famine and reflect upon its lasting impact on Irish society, migration, identity, and its history. The commemorations serve not only as an act of remembrance, but also as a reminder of resilience, compassion, and the importance of preserving our collective memory. Here in Ottawa, we are building upon that same spirit of remembrance and continuity. Canada became home to many who fled the famine, who were displaced, and their stories became woven in the foundation of our country and the foundation of our city. The Global Famine Way Memorial in front of us stands as a powerful reminder of human loss, forced migration, survival, and hope. We are deeply connected to this experience during the famine. It also speaks to the broader human story shared by our communities across the world who have experienced displacement, hunger, and hardship. Today, it's not about looking back. It's about recognizing how we remember, how remembrance helps shape compassion, understanding, and our community in the present. Thank you all for being here to help establish what I hope becomes an enduring national tradition of remembrance in our capital. So it's now my honor to invite the Deputy Head of Admission, Jeannie Quinn, to offer a reflection.
Thank you. Everyone here today, Olcha, welcome and bienvenue. We gather here today in by these bronze shoes in this beautiful park in memory of those who endured the darkest chapters of Irish history. And I know it's about, you know, about the future as well, but we need to remember a bit of the past as well. So one of the darkest chapters of Irish history on Gortha Mór, thank you, on Gortha Mór or the Great Hunger. 1 million people died of hunger, of famine, and over 1 million left their homeland in Ireland as well. You know, families were uprooted, villages disappeared, and a generation was lost. And, you know, yet the tragedy of famine is not just measured by those numbers in death, but also in silence, and the silence that they left behind in abandoned homes, empty fields, and broken communities across Ireland. The bronze shoes, as you said, they are, you know, a really powerful symbol of that journey. Shoes worn in hardship, shoes worn across oceans, and shoes that carried hope despite despair that faced them as well. Many of those who left Ireland came to these shores. Some arrived weak with hunger and illness, having survived the harrowing journey across the Atlantic Ocean, but Canada became a place of refuge, a place of hope, but also a place of mourning. And we remember those, especially who died upon arrival in places like Roseal, Partridge Island, and elsewhere across Canada. But you know, their memory is woven into the connection between Ireland and Canada. So, but I suppose it's not. Today's not, the memory is not just about sorrow, but again, as you said, it's about resilience. And many people came to these shores in Canada and rebuilt their lives with courage and determination, and they helped shape societies and culture. They contributed to public life, labour, education, and indeed also democratic institutions, which we can see today, and those descendants continue to strengthen the bonds between Ireland and Canada, very much so, as we all know, in our in the Prime Minister and his connection and his heritage with Ireland as well. But we do have to say that commemoration does carry responsibility to remember famine honestly, is to reflect on human consequences of poverty, inequality, displacement and indifference. And it reminds us that hunger is not merely relating to failed crops, but a failure on humanity as well. Even in our own time, right now, millions of people around the world continue to face famine, forced migration and preventable suffering. And the memory of An Gorta Mór calls upon us to respond not only with apathy, but compassion and solidarity. The Irish tradition teaches us remembrance, but also to include gratitude. And that's to be grateful for all those in Canada who preserved the story of the famine survivors, who cared for the sick, who opened their homes to strangers, and those that continue to honour that history with dignity and respect. So thank you. And this today is one of those examples of that. So we stand beside these bronze shoes today and we remember not only those where the footsteps came from, but where they led towards renewed community and hope. So may the memory of all those who suffered during the Great Hunger endure with honour. May their journeys never be forgotten, and may their future generations continue to build a world marked not by division and neglect, but by humanity and compassion. Gurb míle maith agaibh.
Thank you for those reflections. Remembrance is often not carried out through history books or monuments, but through art and poetry. So at this time, I'll invite Margaret Harvey to read the poem Quarantine.
Quarantine by Evan Boland. In the worst hour of the worst season of the worst year of a whole people, a man set out from the workhouse with his wife. He was walking. They were both walking north. She was sick with famine fever and could not keep up. He lifted her and put her on his back. He walked like that west and west and north until at nightfall under freezing stars they arrived. In the morning they were both found dead. Of cold, of hunger, of the toxins of a whole history. But her feet were held against his breastbone. The last heat of his flesh was his last gift to her. Let no love poem ever come to this threshold. There is no place here for the inexact praise of the easy graces and sensuality of the body. There is only time for this merciless inventory. Their death together in the winter of 1847. Also, what they suffered, how they lived, and what there is between a man and woman, and in which darkness it can best be proved.
Thank you, Margaret. I'll now invite everyone to bow their head in a moment of silence for quiet reflection. Thank you. I'll now invite Claire to place flowers on the monument. As we continue our commemoration, it's important to remember that remembrance also carries responsibility. And to explain a bit of that responsibility, it's my privilege to invite Michael McBain to offer some reflections on remembrance and the importance of this site.
The words of the poem that Margaret just read really, really struck me. In the worst hour of the worst season of the worst year of a whole people. That's 1847, known as Black 47 in Ireland. I've had people ask me, why is this here? Like, why in this particular place? Why not somewhere more prominent in the downtown somewhere? Of course, the answer is there's more than 360 famine graves here from the summer of 1847. And some of those graves were filled. The bodies were lowered by Elizabeth Brière and her Sisters of Charity. Why were the sisters who had nursed them burying them? It was because of typhus. Nobody wanted to touch the patients, the refugees, or even their caskets. And so we're commemorating the 360 famine refugees buried here. May they rest in peace. And may those who tended them, especially the Sisters of Charity, led by Elizabeth Brière, inspire us to keep our hearts open to the refugees, the sick, the poor, and the homeless today. Que les réfugiés irlandais de la famine enterrés ici reposent en paix, et que ceux qui les ont soignés, notamment Elizabeth Brière, inspirent-nous aujourd'hui à garder notre cœur ouvert aux réfugiés, les malades, les pauvres. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord.
Thank you, Mike. As we conclude today's ceremony, I want to express thank you for all of you for coming. It's important that we hold events like this today and commemorations like this today. So really, today marks the formal establishment of the National Famine Commemoration Day in Ottawa. It'll be the third Sunday every year, matching exactly like we do in Ireland. It's a moment that we can take every year to remember those lives affected by the famine, our the journeys, and those who came here to these shores and found refuge and built new lives and kept the Irish history open. And so now, to close off our event, I'd like to call on Kevin Dooley to honor us with a performance.
I'd like to play a slow air of Skibbereen. Skibbereen was the worst hit town in Ireland during the famine, and there's a mass grave there with over 12,000 people buried in it. This is a lament. Scenes, our valleys green, our mountains wide and high. They say it is a lovely land where prince might dwell. Why did you abandon it? Had a reason to me tell. Oh, son, I love my native land with energy and bright. A blight came o'er my pretties, my sheep and cattle died. My rent and taxes were too high, I could not them redeem. And that's a cruel reason why I left old Skibbereen. Oh, well, I do remember that bleak December day. For the landlords and the soldiers came to drive us all away. They set my thatch on fire with their cursed British spleen. That's a cruel reason why I left old Skibbereen. Your mother dear, God rest her soul, fell on the snowy ground. She painted in her anguish, seeing such desolation round. She passed away from this life to a mortal dream, and found a quiet grave, my boy and dear old Skibbereen. Ah, you were only 2 years old, and feeble was your frame. Could not leave you with your friends before your father's name. Wrapped you in my coat of moor at the dead of night unseen, and heaved a sigh to wave goodbye to dear old Skibbereen. Ah, father dear, the day will come in answer to the call. Each Irishman with feeling stern will rally once and all. I'll be the man to lead the band beneath the flag of green. We'll raise a cry both loud and high, remember Skibbereen. We'll raise a cry both loud and high, revenge for Skibbereen.
Thank you, Kevin. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us today. And let's hope that this gathering continues to grow every year. See you next year.